spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires and I can't help.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. We really do appreciate it. Want to text 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the program. Joining us now on the line, he's our senior U.S. Senator. Always a pleasure to have Senator Tommy Tuberville, or as I like to call him, Coach. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jeff. Good times are coming, hopefully, with football season right around the corner.
Well, we'll get a break from the suppressive heat. Hey, let me ask you something before we get into the nitty-gritty of politics. The pressure cooker of college football versus politics, where are you at on that these days? You still feel does Washington have anything on college football?
No, the pressure of college football, of course, it's all concentrated in about 4 or 5 months. And so you either get it done or you don't. And this is just kind of a continuing cycle in government. I mean, you can barely get anything done, even if you can get anything done. But, I tell people, they ask me what I miss about it. I'll miss the game days. That's pretty much it. But that's just a game. You know, this politics is about life. It affects everybody, not just in our country, but the world, what we do here. So I enjoy getting up and going through it every day and talking to people in Alabama, trying to help them. But it's a slow process, Jeff.
Well, it sounds like it keeps you busy, or both do keep you busy. I would have to imagine that the football's a little more lucrative than the politics, though.
Well, lucrative ain't the word for it, but think about it. It's satisfying in college football because you see a lot of young kids that would have no opportunity other than what they were doing to get an education and grow together and get to know other people and possibly have success. Politics is, you don't put your hands on that many people other than, just all the people in your state, and they all depend on you, whether they're on your team or not on your team. So it's an interesting process, but I'm can't say that I really enjoy it, but I'm glad I'm up there because it's a process that, sometimes I feel like the people in Congress, they don't vote for their states. They vote for themselves. And, I think that's probably gotten us in trouble a little bit.
Well, let's get into some of what's going on. You've been around the state, the Farm Bill. Let's see what Elmore County, down in the Wiregrass, up on Sand Mountain, Boaz, and then down our way in Bay Minette. Talk a little bit about that tour and tell us a little bit about, give us kind of a synopsis of what you're trying to communicate.
Well, I'm the first elected senator for the state of Alabama to be on the Ag Committee, which I told the people and farmers across the state that if I went up there, that would be one of the committees I'd try to get on. And it's kind of a slow committee, simply for the fact you really only do one thing. You build a farm bill. The farm bill is for the farmers, and it protects them to begin with. But it's only done every 5 years. So this is the year the farm bill comes up. Now, in 2018, the farm bill was $870 billion. Well, this 2023 farm bill, Jeff, is going to be $1.5 trillion, almost double. And it's almost doubling, not for this fact of going to help the farmers. Farmers not going to get much more. They get about 10-15% of the farm bill. The other 80% basically goes to SNAP cards and food stamps. And that's what's getting us in trouble. I love taking care of people that can't help themselves and that need help and in terms of food and shelter, but this thing's gotten way out of control. And you can tell by this farm bill, the giveaways are going to be around $1.2 trillion in the next 5 years for this. And it's gotten us in trouble. And we got to get people back to work. We got to get them back in the workforce. But the farmer needs to be taken care of through crop insurance. They need rural and broadband. They need things that's going to help them grow. Now, you're seeing a lot of these politicians, especially some of my colleagues on the left, saying, hey, we really don't need farmers. you know what? You know, our food's pretty good. It comes out of Kroger's. They have no clue where food comes from. Chinese are buying up our farmland because they're trying to feed 1.5 billion people. And we've got to keep our eye on small business, which is small farmers across this country. And if we lose the small farmers, corporations will take over. And we'll start, I don't know whether you've seen this or not. I've seen these studies. They're growing these insects to start feeding this insect. The last 10 years, they've really gotten into that. They think there's more protein in that than there is in chicken or meat or soybeans. It's absolutely ridiculous what this left is trying to do to us. This farm bill is very important to the people of Alabama. We're going to work very hard to get it the best way possibly can for our farmers to make sure they can make it through a very tough time. 28% increase in cost for farmers since Joe Biden has taken office. I know where you're going to make profit when you're paying 28% more on your top line.
Well, and it sounds like the left are trying to just bring up the bugs and the this lab grown meat is the new phenomenon. It's they're trying to push environmentalism into agriculture.
You're exactly right. You saw where John Kerry, the so-called climate guru who flies around in three jets, two jets, five homes, and two yachts. And he's telling us to take a bus to work, you know, because we're ruining the climate. These people are hypocrites. This is the biggest. This is just something coming on the back of COVID, where we're finding out now there were so many things pushed at us from COVID that they try to control our lives, which stand 6 feet apart, wear a mask, take a vaccine. Some of these things were probably adequate for some people, but it was way over, but they control us. Now they're doing the same thing with this climate hoax. That's what I call it, because I've seen all the data on this. I mean, they have no rhyme or reason. Now, when it gets hot like this, they were telling me other these climate guys, you don't believe in this, do you? So what are you talking about? It's hot. It's hot as heck. I said, I'll give you the scientific word for this. It's called summer. I've coached in it for 40 years during two-a-days. It's no hotter now than it's ever been. We might have some hotter days, but weather changes. But they want to be able to control what everybody does. And John Kerry, by the way, is wanting to do away with farmers. I don't know if you saw his last speech. He said farmers need to be extinct because they create more carbon than anybody with their lands and with their cattle and with their machinery. These people have lost their damn mind.
Joined by United States Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Still holding firm on the DOD holds, Coach. I know they've tried to rattle you a little bit, but there's no turning back now, is there?
Oh, no. And I told Secretary Austin, Joe Biden, and the people that came after me on this, they said, listen, this is a two-way street. I'm not holding any of your nominees. They're up to 300. They can do them one at a time. I mean, and I'd probably vote for most of them, but they don't want to do it. Chuck Schumer wants to just blanket do all of them. And I tell you, I've been doing research on a lot of these generals and admirals. There's a certain percentage of them, and they're so woke they can't get out of bed. I mean, they're the type of people that's ruining our country. So this is not bothering me as much as it's bothering them. Now, I hate doing it, but always remember this, though. There's nobody leaves their position until their position's filled. So all these jobs are being done. They're just putting all this pressure through the media and all that. And you know me. That doesn't bother me. But this is a two-way street. To get this done and over with, Secretary Austin can move this policy back. It's a law that's not been made. They changed the law. Just move it back the way it was, and I'll release the holes. Then if they want to vote on it, send it to the, we'll vote on it. If it passes, it passes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But they do not want to do that because they cannot get it passed. So they're going to force it on the American people. And I'm not changing my mind. No, you know me long enough, Jeff, that, if I didn't think this was the right thing for the people of Alabama and the people of this country, they can't control anything. They're just looking at high taxes and the country's falling on top of their head. Somebody's got to stand up for the American people.
Coach, your NIL legislation, it's been a while since we talked last, but you got something at least kind of in writing. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I tell you, well, it's not my bill now. I brought coaches, ADs, presidents, NCAA. We sat down for months and got this done. This is the bill that they think will be able to pay college athletes and also be able to let women's athletics and Olympic sports survive, because money has to go to a lot of different places. So you just can't say, okay, well, these kids can make all the money they want to make. Well, that's fine. But it's only going to be a few kids, but it's going to take all this money away from all these other sports. So we've got it. We're selling it now. It's going through the Commerce Committee. How far it goes, I don't know. The ranking member on Commerce is a good friend of mine, Ted Cruz, and he feels good about it. But again, we're dealing with Democrats that have no common sense. They basically want to unionize every college athlete. They want them to be an individual contractor. It's typical Democrats. This is just give all the power. All the power doesn't need to go to the athletes. This is about education. The power needs to stay in the educational system where kids can get a degree, because 99.9% of them are never going to make a dime after they get out of college. But we'll be on track to continue to work this through the football season. We've got to get a lot of notoriety because there'll be a lot of problems that'll pop up. But it's done. It's out there. And I've got to start selling it to different members of the Congress, of Senate, and we're even going to work on a lot of people in the House.
Well, and I'll go back to this, though. It looks like you mentioned having it being the athletic directors, but you got a lot of college presidents backing this. Not exactly a bastion of conservatism in higher academia and especially in administrations. So, I mean, as far as the ideology goes, at least you have that going for you.
Yeah, because we sold it on two facts. Number one, we want education to stay a big part of this, which it should be most of it. And the other part is allow kids to make money off their name, image, and likeness. Okay, that's what the Supreme Court said. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with them making money. But to allow certain states, Jeff, to go in and tell a ninth grader, okay, we're going to give you $50,000 for the next 3 years until you get out, and then you're going to come to our school, they're using the name, image, and likeness in different ways, in which the Supreme Court didn't. They didn't specify it for that. So we're just trying to get some normalcy back in it. You know, I don't know where California's going to go. I mean, that guy out there's ruined that state. I mean, everybody's bailing out of there, but they want California to unionize everybody, including the kitchen sink out there. And it's just, I don't know whether we can get them on board. And that's the reason USC and UCLA left, and a lot of other teams are necessarily going to leave that state and go to another conference, because they can't do what the government out there has asked them to do.
Coach, last question, we'll wrap it up on this. I guess this looks to me like it's got the fingerprints of the Schumer Biden media machine on it, but yeah, I just got to get you to respond. Washington Post piece by Glenn Kessler questioning your residence, where you live, and respond to it if you would.
Yeah, we went through this during the election. You know, I've had a house down in Santa Rosa Beach for about 22 years now. And but this is the same guys have written three articles about me ever since I had these holes, because that's how they do it. They gang up on you through the media up there. And you know, the guys that I ran through, ran against, and when I was running for this job, we didn't hide anything. They had all kind of advertisements. Yeah, he's got a house in Destin. Well, so do thousands of other Alabamians. I live in Auburn, and I spend most of my time, free time, though, I spend most of my time in D.C. But when I'm back, I'm either in Auburn or I go to Destin. You know, it depends on what I have to do in the state. If it's been a long week, sometimes I might want to go to the beach and get away from this craziness. But I spend a tremendous amount of time in the state going around seeing the people, Jeff, and that's what it's all about. If people didn't want me in there, I wouldn't have won by 20%, in the last election. So it is what it is. I think people they know now they're getting their money's worth, because I'm fighting for them. This, all this stuff's not about me. This is about the people of our state. So hopefully we can continue that track. And again, next election, people didn't want me to go back up there, because I spend, a few days a month in Destin, Florida. So be it.
Coach, we always appreciate your time. Stay safe up there. Let's catch up soon.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. God bless.
All right, guys, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Man insane. And he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play the game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show. For all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call Raw Eagle. Oh, well, it's buzz and blood, it's a dust of mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and the nuts, the gold.